4 CBA Mobile.
KB4 CBA, W4NGU.
W4NGU, KB4 CBA. How you doing, Phil?
Good. How was your lunch?
Well, it'd have been better if you were there, but we had a big crowd. They took a picture. I'll be honest with you, I can't remember the gentleman's name whose phone they used. Steve has one too, he can forward to you, but my head's turned the other way because Steve is, he's standing up and blocking out, deliberately blocking out one of the guys he don't want in the picture.
I'm sorry I missed it. Well, that sounds like it was good. Did you have barbecue?
Oh, yeah. I just got me a little barbecue and some coleslaw. And so I'm headed over to my youngest daughter's place. They're moving in with us they sold their house, and they don't have a house to move into yet. They're still looking. They've been looking, and for a couple months or more. And so they're gonna live with us until they find a place to live. And she's due next month with her second boy.
Well, that's good. Maybe you'll get to deliver that baby.
I really don't see that happening. Oh, me. I don't know about Bowling Springs, but I filled up yesterday, and the gas was $1.98 a gallon.
That's good. I like to see it below $2.
So what are you doing?
Oh, I took my daddy to the doctor. I'm headed back to work.
Well, how is your dad?
He's pretty good, and this is a new guy, and I really like him, really do. You can tell he's kind of nerdy. He really loves what he does, and he just was very, very clear on what he was telling us. I liked him.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, I like a doctor that's thorough, and he's not in a hurry to get out of there and see the next patient, and thorough and all that. So, and my doctor's like that. He's he'll sit there and talk to you, and but anyway, well, that's good. And I'm glad your dad's doing well.
Well, they're both moving pretty slow, but they're still moving. So that's the important thing.
Yes, it is. Well, I wondered where Garlington Road came out. I just found out. comes out on Lawrence Road. I turned left on Garlington at Woodruff Road, and just out of curiosity, and if you follow it all the way, it intersects you could call it Main Street Malden, but it's basically Lawrence Road.
Yeah, I don't know street names like I should as long as I've lived here, but I can usually get there. I'm surprised old Steve hadn't jumped in here.
He is probably talking to somebody in the parking lot, or they may still be inside the the barbecue place there, you know, for all I know, but, because he's always got a lot to say, but anyway, but we didn't talk about you, and so, in other words, your name wasn't mentioned in a derogatory manner.
Well, I appreciate that, but you could have talked about me if you didn't have anything else, so it wouldn't have offended me. I bought me a winch. I'm going to do something similar to Steve's. I hadn't figured out whether I want a tower that each section is the same dimension or one that tapers like he's got. There are advantages to both, and but I bought a 5,000-pound winch. Man, that thing is so pretty, I don't even want to put it out in the weather.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I know what you mean, and they look good, brand new. You know, you got to get them dirty. I mean, that's what a winch is for. Most of them are strapped to the front of Jeeps, and they wrap them around a tree or something to drag them out of a hole or they've gotten themselves into. So who knows? But yeah, I had a Roan tower, and it was the three out. It's a triangular shape, like Steve's, but the section, it was the same size all the way up, and the three poles on the outside were round, and so you, in 10-foot sections, you just built it as you went up, bolted it in, and then go up to the next section. They make a little thing that hooks on there, and you take it with you, and it's got a pulley, and so you just pull the next section up, have somebody on the ground tie a rope to it to the next section, and you just pull it up and stick it on, bolt it on. So that's the way I did mine now, but that's climbing it. So using a winch and putting it together on the ground is a much safer and easier way of doing it.
Did you put yours together, climb up and do that?
KB4CPA, yeah, I sure did. But, you know, that's been a long time ago. Gosh, that's probably been back in the mid-90s, late 90s. Yeah, I'd say somewhere between 95, 96, 97, somewhere in there. And I was a little bit younger then, you know.
A little bit. Well, I'm proud of you for doing that. I'm sorry I never got to see that one. I bet you really made some good contacts with it, didn't you?
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't on HF, but I had that Cushcraft 2-meter beam. It was a 15 element. I think it was huge, and I bought a nice rotor for it. I can't think of the brand, but it was really nice, and I could hit the Columbia repeater real easy with that beam. Boy, it was the tower put the antenna right above the tree line.
I didn't realize you went on HF in those days. I've got a 15 element and a 10 element and a 5 element, and I was thinking of putting them all on one boom and just, boy, that thing would boom, wouldn't it?
Fine, now say that again. I'm trying to picture all this.
If I combined the three antennas, it would be a 30 element 2-meter beam.
element. So that's 2 15s, I guess, stacked on top of each other.
Well, actually, that was one boom. If you stack them and phase them, you get 3 more dB. But this, I was just fantasizing, I guess, about putting it all on one boom and just making it 30 elements.
Well, I'll never forget, I bought that Cushcraft beam at the Shelby Hamfest, and I think it was like $50. I mean, the guy was just giving it away. And I bought a top section of the tower, which I needed, and I don't know what I paid for, but it wasn't much, and it had the bearing in it, and then Charlie Day gave me 4 10-foot sections and of the running tower at $10 a piece. So he basically gave those to me. And then I found another cut section of a running tower that was cut. About a third of it was cut off, and so I used it. That's the part I used to stick in the ground.
Well, you poured a concrete base, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I had a 3x3x3 hole dug, and had Dennis Kruger, a buddy of mine, help me do that, and we went up to place on Poinsett, and they'll mix the cement for you and then put it in their little trailer, or I guess you'd call it, and then you just haul it to your, you know, where you want it, and pour the cement out. And so that I told them what size the hole was, and they gave me just the right amount of concrete to pour in there to fill that hole up.
Well, that's good. Well, you must have had quite a VHF interest to put up a tower and just a VHF antenna.
Well, I wanted to do HF, and I had an Alinco DX70, I think it was, I think it covered all the HF bands and 6 meters, and I just never got an HF antenna. I don't know. I really can't tell you why I didn't do that. I just never got around to it.
I know you left it on the property. Is it still up?
No. My wife said that last time she went by there recently, it was down. Somebody had taken it down, so I guess they sold it. Whatever, probably some old ham came along and offered him some money for it. You know how that goes. I was real depressed when we moved. And I just didn't feel like I left a lot of money sitting there. It breaks my heart now. But anyway, I lost my job. I lost my house. I didn't lose my house. I sold my house. We moved. Bought another house, TR, and the dog died all in the same day.
Oh, man, that's having a bad Monday.
KB4CPA. Yeah, that wasn't the best day of my life. I did clean out the garage. It was a mess. I mean, you can imagine the stuff I accumulated, because I did work out of there for several years for a used car lot. made some good money, too, because I didn't have to share it with anybody. I didn't have any overhead, I guess, except for the electricity. I didn't use that much, just whatever it took to run the compressor. I cleaned all that stuff out, but I did leave the rotor and the rotor controller in the garage there, and it looked brand new. I tell you, makes me sick when I think about it.
Well, that's okay. I heard you say you might look around about moving now. You just gonna stay where you're at though?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, we've tossed it around, but for what we want, we would the housing market and where we live is not as good as it is in other places, because, you know, it's all about location. And even though our house is in great shape, you know, I mean, this is like, you know, you could just move right in. I don't have to do a thing to it. And it's got a lot of new stuff. I mean, new roof, new AC system, and, you know, some expensive stuff like that's been replaced recently. You know, that you're not going to have to worry about for 10 or 15 years or so down the road. But we just can't find anything that, and we don't want to have another mortgage payment, because we're debt free right now. We want to stay that way.
Yeah, that's a big deal. After Trump gets reelected, I'm afraid things will crash in 4 years after that. So it could be bad to get your money out of your house, but it'd be a good time to buy one.
Well, my wife's doing most of the looking, and I just let her do that. You know how that goes. I mean, she sent me the garage, and I'm happy. You know, if I like the garage, you know, and she likes the house, you know. You know, if I got a place to put my ham radio and I just got a nice garage, you know, then I'm good. So, and it doesn't have an HOA, but that would be a big plus. But anyway, we'll just see what happens. She might stumble across something. Who knows?
Does she still want to be nearer the hospital?
CBA, not really, because she's not going to be working that much longer, so that's not a real big deal anymore.
I understand. Well, I'm about destinated, David, and good to talk with you, and we'll catch you a little bit further down the log book. By the way, I found a log book. I think my first one. In 1970, and had my first few pages of contacts, and that was a neat thing to locate. I would have never believed I still had it, but I found it in some books in the garage. So, 50 years, that's a long time. I must have been licensed as an infant. W4, never give up, clear.
Trying to find a good spot here to hit the repeater. Yeah, it's fun. It's always neat when you run across stuff like that. Well, you have a good afternoon, and enjoy talking with you. And hope to talk to you again soon. 73, W4NGU, KB4CBA, Mobile.
KV4CBA, N4DJC. David, I want to ask you a quick question if you're still listening. Is I caught the tail end of the conversation about the Chris-Craft beams. What do you have up now?
Well, I wish I had that Chris-Craft, I tell you, but I don't. I just have, for HF, I have a Carolina Wyndham that's just running in the trees. I've got four trees in the backyard in a row, and it's perfect. They're perfect, distance end-to-end for the wire, and it's 135 feet, I believe. So I got that for HF, and then I've just got, for 2 meters, I'm trying to think. Gosh. What have I got for 2 meters? Anyway, it's a modest antenna. I can tell you that much, because I think it's, I've got a J-pole for my 2 meter rig, and I live in a HOA, and I put the J-pole on the back of the house and on the roof, and you can't see it from the front, from the street, so they don't even know it's there.
Okay, that explains things. We don't have a homeowner association here. I've got a pretty good sized backyard, but I'm down so low I'd have to put up a big tower in order to gain any real advantage, I guess. If anyone ever develops a lot next door to me, then takes all these big trees out, I'll have a pretty clear path in that direction. But right now, I might as well be in a homeowner station. I've got a five-element elk pointed at the repeater right now, sitting on a PVC pipe stand upstairs. It was my daughter's bedroom, but then my granddaughter takes it whenever she comes by. But that's about all I got set up. I'm going to put something up outside. I'm really unsure. The corner of the house is really facing kind of the northeast. But I'm not sure if I'd get a lot of advantage out of mounting it outside or not, unless I really put it up, a good bit higher than the roof.
A lot of people, if they're in a HOA, they put their, they run their wire in the attic and stuff like that, running around the gutters, and, you can do all kinds of different things. If you don't have any trees, it makes it difficult. Putting up a tower would be ideal, but, do an inverted V and that kind of thing. But anyway, I love that my Carolina Wyndham. I think it works fantastic, and I just run 100 watts.
Yeah, I don't have anything on HF right now. I'm not real sure I'm gonna go that route. Now, anyway, it's because our kids are grown and out of the house, and we don't have that big of a house, but we've got two bedrooms upstairs and a master downstairs. We could close off the upstairs, but the stairs are an issue. I'm not real sure as I get older. I'll be 69 in March. As I get older, I'm not real sure if I'm going to keep climbing these stairs to do something. But then again, to find a two-bedroom home somewhere where they don't have some real restrictive homeowner association. I'm not real fond of the idea of that either.
Well, it's, it has its pluses, but this one, they only charge like $125, I think, a year, but we don't have a pool or a clubhouse or to Tennis Court or anything. Where I was in Northcliff, we had to pay about $400 something a year. And we had a nice, I mean, it was a huge pool. They had a, you know, big old play area for children, you know, lots of sand for them. And they had a very nice tennis court, well lit. And, yeah, they took care of all that. And, in fact, I think they had spent about $25,000 on the pool while I was there, which comes out of that, you know, out of that money that we pay. But, but you know, the downside is there, I had some trees, but they were in the very back of the yard. they were in all bunched together in one corner. So there wasn't much of a way to utilize them. You had to run a wire, so I would have had to put my HF my Wyndham. I'd have had to put it in the attic.
Yeah, I don't have any trees in the backyard now at all. I had several, but they eventually, well, they beat them up when they cleared the lots. They eventually, you know, got to the point where they were not safe, and between that and the wind and all the other stuff, getting hollow on the inside as they got older, I had to wind up taking most of them down. I don't have anything back there now at all, and I've got a decent-sized lot, but I may do something. I was thinking about maybe putting up a slope or something like that at some point, but I'm not real sure I want to get that invested in HF again or not. I may stick to the 2-meter stuff. May keep working on the satellite stuff. I may, yeah, you know, I've got a, I make a few contacts here and there, but I don't have a good view. I don't have a clear view of the horizon. So this, you know, I generally either have to get it when it's coming right overhead, which is not good, or either one particular side, you know, actually towards the south is pretty good for me, but the northeast, there's a lot of stuff that comes over in that direction, but I got 60-foot trees and a lot next door to me that cover up all that, so it's hard to, in the wintertime I can do a little bit, but most of the time it's pretty much a waste of time to get it outside and then try to track them, but, yeah, sometimes I throw everything in the car and run up here to the top of the hill on the way out towards 81. The spot out there is wide open. Sometimes I get up there and get out and work a few stations in, but everybody gives you some weird looks. They don't know who you're tracking.
KB4CBA. Who cares if they give you weird looks? You can just give them weird looks back. what was I going to tell you? Oh, those trees on the other lot, if they're about 130 feet apart, you could see if you could get permission to run a wire in those, and I mean, you can't see it. You can't even see mine in the wintertime when the leaves are off the tree.
Yeah, this thing has changed hands several times. It's one of those, this neighborhood was originally developed back in the mid-60s, and the builder came in and built a bunch of houses there, and it's just kind of left it alone and came back in the mid-90s and started building on some other lots, and we moved here in 95. And this lot has just sat vacant for a long time. They originally said it was unbuildable. First they said they couldn't get a clear title, and they said it was unbuildable, and then somebody got in there and somehow or another figured out how to get it to pass a perk test, but if you get out there and start walking it, it's covered in all kinds of junk anyway, all kinds of brush now, but if you start walking, you realize there's a lot of rocks out there, pretty good sized rocks, and it may pass a perk test in one spot, but may not in the other, and this, like I said, it changed hands recently again, I think, or either the guy, anyway, they just had it surveyed again, back before Christmas, I guess. and asked the sir. He says, the guy said he's going to build one. I thought, well, good luck. I hope he does. But the trees are not, it's covered in poison ivy out there. I'm not real sure what I want to get out there. Want to get out there right now and deal with it. But I may eventually, if it doesn't get clean, I wish the guy just get in and clear the brush out and leave the trees alone, maybe get the bad ones down. And if he doesn't build them, it may give me an opportunity to run a wire at some point in time.
Heck, I'd run one up there. Just, you know, we got some guys that have launchers that can launch right over the top, and then you pull your cord and tie your cord to the wire and then pull your wire, and there you are. You can do it in an afternoon. I had Phil W4NGU help me with mine. He's put my antenna up twice for me, two different places. Well, let me run. I'm going to run into Smoothie King here and get me a smoothie. So good to talk to you again, Rich. And I'll clear out here for a minute. KP4CPA.
Okay, David. Name here is Jerry. But anyway, listen, you have a good afternoon. Enjoy the smoothie. Sounds like it'll be good. I got to run back downstairs and get ready to head over to Malden a little bit later on this afternoon. Have a good afternoon. M4DJC clear.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I get names and calls mixed up. 73 is KB4CP.